Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We all know that Beyoncé song, and it is so appropriate for tonight's conversation. We are talking about love and marriage with the new host of the reality TV show Put a Ring on It. Dr. Stacey J. Johnson is also a relationship coach and, of course, the author of that best-selling book, Date Girl, 143 Reasons Why I Believe Women Should Date Multiple Men. Yeah, that's kind of how it started, and she is here. You know, like they say, started at the bottom. She wasn't at the bottom, but now she is here. Lines are open. If you have a comment, if you have a question about putting a ring on it or not putting a ring on it, give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR, or you can find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Stacey!
What up?
How you doing?
How you doing, Harold?
It is so good to see you. You know, you left me, you left us, you left D.C. You went down to Atlanta and just acted up.
Oh,
and
never
acted out.
I never act up or act out. But I can tell you that, you know, I graduated from Spelman in Atlanta, so I feel most at home when I'm in Atlanta because, I mean, literally from 18 to 21, you know, they say you come in a little girl and you graduate a Spelman woman.
Yeah,
so.
You graduated. Look, I get it. First of all, congratulations on the show.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you. I want to talk about all of that. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the issue that the show is really focused on. It is focused on putting a ring on it, of getting married. Mm-hmm. And...
Or not.
Yeah, to marry or not to marry. That is the question.
Yeah.
From your perspective, whether it's, you know, you started with Date Girl, but now you're here, and so you've kind of come full circle when it comes to talking about this issue. Where do you think women are right now? Do women still crave marriage in 2023?
Well, I can say, first of all, 143, Date Girl, 143 Reasons Why I Believe Women Should Date Multiple Men with No Intimacy. 143 was you date three to get to the one. So I've always been a woman who believes in monogamy and really getting to the one. But there's so much of you that you have to get into loving before you're able to call in the right partner, manifest the right partner. Mm-hmm. And I do. I mean, I have my group, I Want a Good Man University, and I can say most women do want commitment, whether it's marriage, but they want commitment. They want someone who is caring, loving. You know, they want someone who is consistent. They want someone who would make who's a protector, right? But so with those character traits, they want to get married. Now, let me say this. Marriage is defined by the two individuals in the relationship. I mean, if it's just two, I mean, these days, you know. But yeah, anyway, I can tell you that it's really defined by the two individuals. There's three people in a relationship, right? You, your partner, and then the relationship. And I believe you didn't ask me the problem, but I believe the problem is we're allowing social media to dictate who we are and what we want. And that's a huge problem. Huge. How can you need to be asking yourself the question. And most women do want commitment, whether it's, and I can say ultimately, and I can't speak for every woman.
Right. Yeah.
But that commitment is marriage. That commitment. And if they don't want it, it's because of something that has not happened the way that they wanted it to happen. Right. So because it has not happened in that way, then they question, ooh, do I want to get married?
Well, but that's, you know, that's my question, where, you know, what's the difference between commitment and marriage from your point of view, and do
it's
you,
a part of it.
Commitment, yeah, I mean, but do they see the need, the desire to be married if they have the commitment, or is marriage that next step?
Yeah, you would want to be married again, Harold. Come on now. If you could get it, if you could do it like you want to do it, like your heart told you when you was a little boy, you was growing up and you saw the people and you was like, I want to get married one day. We all, if we don't, it's something that's happened that pushed us away from that. Mm-hmm. But I'm the person who believes in healthy romantic relationships. And I believe that the more of you become, meaning at your core, the more you will attract that circle to your circle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking with Stacey J. Johnson, the new host of Put a Ring on It. I got to tell you, I'm a fan of the show. I watched the first two seasons.
A great show.
It is a wonderful show.
It really
is. But when I realized that you were going to be the host, I was like, oh, yeah, let me get my popcorn and my juju bees out, because this is going to be really, really good. And by the way, I did want to remind our listeners about this segment. This is just part one of our conversation about marriage, because next week we're going to get you ready for the wedding. If you have the ring, we're going to get you ready for the wedding. We're going to talk about chatting with wedding consultants and all that kind of stuff. So you don't want to miss that. All of that happening next week.
Because that needs to be properly done. So if you guys are going to talk about that next week, y'all got to make sure, for real. That's important.
So let me go to the phone lines, because I knew we were going to get a whole lot of people on the line right now. Oh, yeah, absolutely. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Gregory, calling from Maryland. Gregory, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
You're welcome. Good evening to Mr. Fisher, the guests, and the listeners. I highly recommend marriage. I'm Christian, and through experience, marriage is the most heavenly relationship a man and woman can have. I think it's the most heavenly relationship two individuals can have, and I recommend as a Christian that it's between a man and a woman. On the other hand, fornication and adultery are major contributors to the destruction of society.
Okay. But let me ask you this, because Stacey and I were talking about this before the show, whether it's in social media or in the town square, Gregory, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, women are the ones who are driving the conversation about marriage, not necessarily about men.
You don't believe that men are not driving the conversation?
No. I don't believe that men are sitting around watching a basketball game with their buddies drinking a beer and, you know, and after the slam dunk with LeBron saying, you know, man, I want to get married. That's
okay. I'm not going to debate you on that, but I have to say this, Harold. The truth of who we are is when we go to bed at night. I'm not saying that they're saying it with their guy friends. But and when they go to bed at night, I believe if you, let me ask you, when you go to bed at night, and you're by yourself.
Some sleep.
No. But maybe it's not every night. But you go to bed at night, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever have that conversation with yourself? Ever is...
Not recently, no.
But why is that?
Mr. Fisher, can I mention something?
You can call me Harold Gregory. We're on a first name.
Hey, Gregory.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, good men, and to be a good man, you have to be of Christ. And good men of Christ know that marriage is for them. However, many people are not of Christ, and you know many men don't choose the.
But hold on. Let me say this. You know, because I am a Christian, okay, Gregory, but I don't agree that people who are not of the Christian faith cannot be good. So because that excludes a whole lot of people. So let's be clear about that. Here's my question for you, Gregory. Mm-hmm. Why, as a guy, because we've got Diane and Vivian on and we want to talk to them too.
Yes.
But from a guy's perspective, why did you want to get married? I mean, and I'm talking about before, you're married, right?
Are you talking to me? Yes. I'm divorced, actually.
You're divorced. Okay, so here's my
question. That's good.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, but hold on. Let me ask my question. Before you got married, why did you want to be married?
The greatest motivation I had for marriage was Jesus, is Jesus Christ. And mm-hmm. and Mr. Fisher, I'd like to conclude with this.
Sure.
A person cannot truly be a good person without Jesus Christ. And
even as a Christian, Gregory, I don't agree with that. Because there are a whole lot of good people who are Buddhists and Muslims and people who may be agnostic. So I'm going to have to let you slide on that one. But Gregory, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, before I go back to the phone line, Stacey. Okay.
You didn't answer my question, though.
Which was, do I think about...
No, hold on. Let me give you, close your eyes and get into the dream. Okay, I want to know, Harold Fisher.
Yeah.
Before you had been married,
right?
The Harold Fisher maybe 6 years ago.
Well, okay. How about as
last
a kid?
Time I was here, actually?
And here's the thing, uh-huh. and this kind of, and you wanted to get married because your mama told you so. You know, that's when you had the example.
Okay. Let's say after your mama told you so, right? Let's say grown Harold Fisher.
Yeah.
Okay. Before his...
Battered and bruised.
Yeah, before him being battered and bruised. I wasn't going to say it. Child, you know, I wasn't going to call the people to the altar. You had to call yourself to the altar. Amen?
Right.
But you said it, so let's talk about him. Before the Harold has been battered and bruised, when he would go to sleep at night, and he's a handsome, masculine energy, majority masculine energy.
Thank you.
Nice, well-dressed, intelligent, you know, educated, charismatic. This man, when he would go to bed, would he think about, wow, you know, it would be great to have someone to share my life with.
But that's not the same as marriage.
And hold on. Who then I would marry?
Yeah, but, and see, I think at this...
The answer is yes or no.
It's not.
It's not. So you never thought about that. Okay.
No. I'm saying you can have somebody to share your life with, but that doesn't necessarily mean marriage.
So it's no. You've never really thought about being married.
Of course you think about it. I mean, because I've done it. So yeah, you gotta think about it before you do it. But my original point was, women are driving this conversation on social media, in the public square. You don't have. You know, you can go on TikTok, you can go on Facebook, you can go on Twitter. Women are the ones that are asking this question. Men aren't asking this question. And that is my point, which brings me to something that we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've always said to my good sister friends,
mm-hmm.
if a guy looks good on paper,
okay.
He's got a good job.
Okay.
You know, he's homeowner. You know, he's got good credit, has all his teeth, loves his mama, takes care of his babies if he has any. Yeah, that's right. Teeth.
Those side teeth matter.
Yeah, exactly. But if he has it all together,
mm-hmm.
why, if he's happy as a single person, mm-hmm. from your perspective, mm-hmm. why would marriage be beneficial?
Well, first of all, marriage is beneficial for that man because... Mm-hmm. All of those amazing things he's been able to achieve outside of what really drives him, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Outside of what really drives him to even form connection is something that a woman offers, mm-hmm. right? And something that connection and commitment offers.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of, I mean, you can have a great career. You can, all of those things that you just mentioned. But there is something that a woman can add to your life, and equally so, a successful woman who meets you where you are, there's things that she can add as well.
We're going to talk more about this after the break. Kim calling from Woodbridge, Diane calling from Maryland, Vivian calling from Silver Spring. I told you the women are driving this conversation.
Look at that.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to Stacey J. Johnson, the new host of Put a Ring on It. I'm Harold Fisher. I tell you, this is going to be great. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about love and marriage with the new host of reality TV show, Put a Ring on It, Stacey J. Johnson. She's also a relationship coach. She's author of the best-selling book, Date Girl 143 Reasons Why I Believe Women Should Date Multiple Men. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Let me go to Diane.
Come on, Diane.
Diane calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Diane. What's on your mind? Diane, are you there? Go right ahead.
Yeah. My thing was this. Just like women or whomever can date multiple partners, and you may be looking at one of those three, like you said, to become your partner.
Mm-hmm.
That also works. They can do the same thing. And if you're not in sync with each other or knowing that's what you're saying, I'm looking to, you know, hopefully find someone to live my life with, and you've got three, they've got three, and even though it may be, you know, whatever, that's six people now. With two more makes eight.
Mm. I can say that I'm not saying sleeping with those people. I'm saying can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead, Stacey, please. Hold on, Diane.
I'm not saying, I just want to make sure, because a lot of times when I say dating multiple people, people think it's sleeping with. I believe that there's a dating process that needs to happen, that you allow yourself the opportunity to really get to know the individual and if this person is for you. And that doesn't even, honestly, Harold, for me, go with all of those accolades, you know, that men and women have to offer. It's the character of the person. And you really don't, character you can't see. You can see if a person is funny. That's a personality trait. But you can't really see character. You can't see if a person is consistent without habitually being around them enough to where they are consistent. Not for you, but just you see consistency through conversation and you talking to them and they say, yeah, I told my mom I was going to do something, but I don't really feel like doing that today. Mm-hmm. So if consistency is on your list of character's traits and then they habitually show you that type of behavior, then if you're only dating them, where does that go? This person, if you're dating someone else at the same time and you hear this person as you're pulling back the layers, getting to know them, and they say, wow, you know, I committed to doing something with my mom. Man, I was late, but I'm so happy I showed up for her. Because for me, when I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I like to do it. And they consistently do that. And then you over here dating this person over here and they don't. Then that's what knocks the person out. Like, oh, well, shucks, consistency is number three on my list. Not consistent in your life, but the character of the individual, which then helps whoever is dating them because they showing up consistently because of who they are rather than jumping through hoops because of the woman, the amazing woman that you are. Mm-hmm. That's why you need multiple so you can have something to compare it to, because you don't just jump. The problem I see with women, and I've been doing this a decade, is that the problem I see with most women, I'm not going to say with all women because I don't know all women. The problem I've seen is they meet a person and they just go head fast too quickly, and then they want to blame it on the man when really he's just showing up being who he is. You didn't take care of yourself. And then let me say this. Then women put protector on their list. You didn't even protect yourself. Instead, what you did was you partnered up with someone who had none of what you needed, but because of your insecurity and the things that you don't feel that you deserve, really, outside of what you say out of your mouth, you allow this person into your whole home. And then they're never consistent. And then you want to mommy them to be consistent, and that's not who they are. I say date multiple people so that then you can look at the character of the individual.
But
that's what dating is.
Diane, thank you so much for your phone call. But do you think that, and now I'm asking about the women who want to be married, and I've seen this kind of in the first two seasons of the show,
mm-hmm.
where it seems to me that some of the women, and not just on the show, but some women don't know really what they want.
Drop mic. Hold on. Can we drop a mic like Barack did?
Yeah.
Our president.
Yeah. Do they not know what they want? Because as you said, there are also outside influences telling them what they should want instead of who they are. And do you think that those kinds of things are impediments to marriage?
Absolutely. Well, it's impediments to the right marriage. Yeah. If you're not asking yourself, if you're not looking at a person and saying, wow, they're not consistent, and I just have to stay there because that's women. Most women want consistency, right? They're not consistent. Oh, this isn't gonna. They're not even consistent in their own life. This isn't gonna, because you can't make anyone be something, especially a character trait that you can't, just because you're beautiful and you're great and you have a great job and you're even a wonderful woman. If they are not consistent in their own lives by standing up and supporting themselves in their own choices to show up for whoever who is important to them, then they're not going to show up for you, period. But you got to know yourself enough to know that consistency is important. And that's why I always say the best marriages for me, three whole people who are very clear with who they are. So then they're ready to have a healthy marriage. That's why I put a ring on it. To me, these characters are so courageous.
They're courageous for coming out to the show, but
they're courageous.
Yeah. Because you know that look that black people give you when they see something that's just like, I mean, I've given a couple of, when I watch that
right now
with the show, I'm like, ooh, no, he didn't just say, did she really just do that?
But then imagine if you see that, then you have a choice. You go, wow, dang, this person really is disrespecting me. This person is not being kind. Do I want this? Or, I went on this date with this person, and not for me, but they told me stories of how they're a kind person. They told me stories of how they show up for people in their lives. It's really not about how they just treat you initially. It's about listening to see how they treat others. Because nine times out of ten, that's how they're going to treat you.
But it also depends on what it is that you like.
Yes.
Because I've always said, friendship, I'm talking about real friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Is really one of the foundations of success in any relationship, but certainly, in marriage. But, like I say, what do I know? Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Vivian calling from Silver Spring. Vivian, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to say that it's okay to date three people at a time. And you don't have to be sleeping with them.
Thank you,
buddy. But if you don't get to know who it is that you want to be with,
yes,
then it's going to be a problem.
Yes.
I got engaged 4.5 years ago. And I didn't let outside influences determine when I was going to go ahead and get married. So I am getting married this June.
Congratulations,
Vivian.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's only because I took my time.
Yes.
To see what it was that I wanted.
Yes.
Had been married before. He had been married before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not letting anybody's pressure me into doing it when they wanted me to do it.
Oh, Vivian. Yeah. Yes, sis. That's why I can't say all women. Yeah. Vivian got it together.
Yeah. And congratulations to you again, Vivian. And I'll look for my invitation. congratulations, Vivian. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Kim calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Thanks for calling, Kim. What's on your mind?
I would just like to say being consistent and equally yoked spiritually, financially, mm-hmm. all those things definitely matter.
Yes.
But me, as a woman, an older woman, I'm going to just say in my 50s, who's never been married, I still wish to be. And I'm not looking for an elaborate wedding or anything like that. But the difficult in that is that even men in their 50s, excuse my language, lack of words, I seem to run across a lot of what I call horn dogs, right?
Mm.
What was it?
Horn dogs.
Corn dogs.
Horn.
Oh, horn dog.
Horn
dog. Okay. I was like, horn. She went into a whole bunch of corn dogs.
Yeah. Horn dogs.
Oh, is it something in D.C. that I don't know? Okay.
Yeah.
Horn dogs.
Yes.
Okay.
Men whose libidos are exceptionally high.
I've never run into one that was not high. A man with a low libido. I'm 52 years old.
Those are the ones that, may have a little patience. well, has more patience than the other ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, you want to get to know a person. My thing is, I want to get to know you before we get to know each other physically.
Yeah.
And, you know, they seem to agree with that in the beginning. But then, you know, maybe even a second date, by then, you know, it seems like all they're talking about is sex, sex, sex. And it's always like, well, we're grown. We're grown. I understand that. But being grown has nothing to do with me learning who you are.
Yeah.
I want to see
yeah.
how you are when you're happy. I need to see how you are when you get angry. How do you handle anger?
So, Vivian, can I give... Is it Vivian?
No, that's Kim.
Kim, yeah. Can I give you a little tip?
Mm-hmm.
Every man you meet is going to want to have sex with you, okay? Just know, if you can just start right there.
Right.
Hold on, but let me help you, if you don't mind. Every man, so if you know that, right, and then you tell mm-hmm. him the story of how you want to partner and get to know him, rather than, I don't want to have sex because I want to, I don't know, you know, whatever you're, I don't know you yet, or whatever it is, you know, I got to get to right. know you. If you tell him, wow, you know what, I'm a lady, if it were me, I would say, you know, this is the story. You know, I've been dating a while, you know, and what I realize is that as a woman, for me right now, I feel more cared for after I get to know the person. I know, you know, I feel safer. I feel more at ease, even sexually. So I am having such a great time getting to know you. But I want to know that when we do, you know, because I'm a woman, I like it just as much as you do. But I really, mm-hmm. that cared mm-hmm. for thing is important to me. Do you see how that's a different language than...
Absolutely.
So then, go ahead, Kim.
That's kind of my line, yes. Like, yeah. I definitely explain that up front. And I feel like I still wind up getting pressured into having sex early. Not that I do it, but it seems like, you know, in the beginning, they understand. I agree. Well, yes, that makes sense. But then it comes down to, you know, oh, you want to wait 3 months and all.
But yes. See, ads, but no, no, no. This is the thing, Kim. This is the thing. You didn't do what I asked.
Yeah.
Because the 3 month thing has nothing to do with anything. A fool can be a fool in 6 months, or somebody
or
that leaves you, or 6 days.
Yeah.
So you didn't. That's what I just told you to do. Is not what you did. Yeah. I would suggest you do that and then leave the time out of it, because that to me says I've been traumatized and but now I gotta wait 3 months.
Yeah, because Kim, hold on, Kim, because I gotta let you go. Okay. But I'll just say, if you say you're gonna make the guy wait for 3 months, 90 days.
No, no, no. That's
what you
saying.
Said, Kim.
No, I'm not what I didn't say. I told him that.
Okay.
They ask how long do you expect
me to wait? And look, and here, and from a man's perspective, if a guy likes you and he's really, really interested in you, he's not going to ask you that question because he knows that will come when it comes, no pun intended, that it will, you know, when you two, you know, have the chemistry and the compatibility, you know, that physical intimacy will come. If he's going to ask you, well, when are we going to do it? You can say never, and nice meeting you. But anyway, Kim, good luck to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, before I go back to the phone lines, because I don't, we're starting to run out of time. You know, I could talk to you for hours.
I know.
But
likewise.
But let's give people kind of an inside look mm-hmm. at the premise of the show. What you know, because I've given them a little bit, but
yes.
explain how it works.
Yeah, so Put a Ring on It is on the Oprah Winfrey Network. We start March 17th, right after Ready to Love, which is one of my favorite shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
Nephew Tommy.
Yes, Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
And what the show is, I am the relationship coach on the show, and there's three couples who come on the show to see whether they want to put a ring on it or go their separate ways. And the way that they do that is, honestly, first off, we challenge them through dating other people, right? Each partner does the same. The men date and the women date, right? as the relationship coach, what my goal is to for the couples to really have those hard conversations. If you go out with someone and wow, they're you're really not just vibing from an energy standpoint, but they're saying things that you've been thinking and really not probably honest with your partner that's important to you. And you're like, wow, that is important to me. So you have a choice. Do I go home and tell my partner? Do I have the courage to say that? You know what? While I went out on this date and I realized, I know we take a lot of trips, but God, that one flower he gave me, mm-hmm. it just made me feel so special.
Yeah.
And I would like more just of the small stuff, honey, right? If he gives you, put, well, I take you here and I do this and...
If he gives you butterflies.
Yeah.
And I think that's yeah, the, kind of the
those,
point. Yeah.
But what I'm there for is to give you the courage to push you into those conversations with your partner, the couples on the show, so that then you can have those questions answered. And then you decide, is this really the person for me? Or, because most of the couples have been there together 2 to 3 years.
Or longer. And
some of them. Mm-hmm. Or... Do I really? Am I only here just because now I've put in the time? Yeah. You know, like Kim said, I got to wait 3 months for this, this month for that. And that's what the show is about. And what I love about these couples, and I have to say, they are some of the most courageous people I've seen on this show because I push them to every limit I can.
Yeah.
There is not one thing. And let me tell you this. I look them in the eyes and I get in their face. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not sitting across the room and just, you know, when I need to, are you playing a game with me? This is this woman's heart. This is this man's heart. What do you want? Yeah. Tell her, tell him, what do you want? And really, what made you excited about going out on another date with this person? Okay.
That's what
my gift is.
And I will say, you know, TV notwithstanding, I think that the premise is a blueprint for real life.
Yeah.
That really makes you ask questions. Let me go back to the phone lines. Okay. Mark calling from Maryland. Mark, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi. You know, a lot of men don't try and get married now. They're not looking to get married because marriage isn't an equitable situation for us if it fails. One out of two marriages don't make it. And, you know, I've been married for 36 years to the same woman. But a lot of my friends and family members have divorced. And when it happens, a lot of the men don't come out of it looking too good. So I think that's one of the reasons they avoid it.
So you're saying that they don't do it because they expect to fail?
No, you know, one out of two, because so many marriages do fail. Put that in the music. Because one out of two marriages do fail, you know, a lot of men are not looking to get married. Like a lot of women, from the time they're little girls, they look to get married. But men don't go into adulthood with that same attitude. Mm-hmm. And one of the main reasons is because when they fail, they take a harder hit. On the other side of it.
But it's not marriage, though. It's how they chose to be married and who they chose to be married to. I believe go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mark, real quick.
Marriage is a hard thing for anybody. It's very hard to manipulate it and make it work. But when it doesn't work, men take such a hard hit, and most men don't want to give up more than half of their possessions when it doesn't work out.
So let me say this, because I think that the whole premise of that is incorrect. That I get it. It's logical, but I think the problem with that is that a lot of men do not always see examples of good marriages.
Yeah.
You know, when they and some of them do, which is why people are still getting married.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I had a niece get married 3 years ago.
Yeah, you have people in their 20s that are still doing it.
Yes.
People in their 30s that who are still doing it. But I don't think men or women should go in with the thought in the back of their mind that this is going to fail. Because if you go into it with the thought of it going to fail, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I also think that even for men of a certain age, the Marks from Maryland who've been married to the same woman for 37 years, we need men need to see more Marks from Maryland talking about, you know, I mean, you don't have to talk about that stuff that you and your wife do. We're not talking about that. But what I am talking about is you need to be the example.
Yeah.
For young guys, old guys, and all the guys in between, Mark. And I think, because you've shown how it can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mark, thank you so much for your phone call. Daryl, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, Carol, I listen to you every night.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Help a brother keep a job.
And Dave, we watch, me and my wife, I'm married. And we got married in the midst of COVID. And we dated for about 2 years before we got married. And the thing is that you have to put everything on the table with your mate and let them know, say, hey, these are the expectations of what I'm looking for in a relationship working towards getting married.
Yes.
A lot of people don't look at it that way. Some people want it. They want the marriage. I mean, they want the wedding, but they don't want the marriage.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that comes with that.
Yeah.
You know, it comes with communication. It comes with honesty. It comes with trust. It comes with a lot of things. You know, and the most five things why people break up is because of infidelity, trust, financial, communication. And they just fall out of love.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I agree. Thank you so much, Mark, for the call and making that comment. I agree. But I do also believe that healthy romantic relationships, marriage can be hard. Absolutely. But I do believe your choices at the beginning, that character trumps everything. Like, because if you have a person who has the character traits of the individual, then the problems and the conflict that comes up in the relationship is just about the problem and the conflict, not about the integrity or the character of the person. You see what I'm saying? So, but we're not coupling properly. That's why this show is so amazing. Put a ring on it. Because this show really supports you questioning, who am I coupling with? And why am I making the choice to couple with them even now for 2 to 3 years?
Yeah.
Why am I doing that? And then if I am doing it and I find that we are not compatible and I'm just here because of time and convenience, but I'm really not happy,
right?
Then bye-bye.
Well, move on.
I would say
that, you know, marriage is a labor of love, but it doesn't have to be hard.
It doesn't have to be hard.
And number one. But I also think, you know, number two is that, and this may seem overly simplistic, but because other than Stacy, you're not going to be fine forever. Okay. So at some point, when the beauty fades, when the booty drops and the bones start to get a little rickety, I think the most important thing in those kinds of romantic relationships is that you like the person. I mean, genuine, you can love them and you can be passionate and y'all can swing from the chandeliers.
Yes.
All of that.
Drop
but,
the mic. Yep.
Yeah, but do you like that person? And
character makes you like them.
Yeah.
And
I've said this to sister friends, I've said it to guys.
Mm-hmm.
If a man can laugh with his woman like he laughs with his boys.
Yes. Fun. Yeah. And have fun that, and enjoy I mean, each yeah, fun, other. Yeah.
Fun is important, Daryl. Yeah. But Daryl, thank you.
It really
Thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. Golly, I mean, time is just going. But
wow.
I know that you can't really do any giveaways of what has happened with this show, but what has surprised you that, you know, in going through this process, when you look at, you know, the people who are in this, because, I mean, yeah, you are, you wrote a book about dating, you did the research and all of that, but when... Was there anything that someone said to you that made you go, oh, that you didn't think about before?
Man, Harold, I have had a lot of interviews, and I got to think about that one. What, without giving something away on the show, what was basically the most shocking, like, whoa?
And it doesn't have to be shocking, but it can be surprising, and you can speak in generalities if you want, you know.
What I can say is the men on this show really were, to me, kings. And they, as black men, opened up, fought tears because they did not want to go down crying on TV. So the love that they have for the fight, whether they end up with the women on the show or not, and I didn't want to say this at the beginning, kind of even for them, shocked them because they realized that they're better with a partner, which went against what you were saying, and I didn't want to,
but I was speaking in generalities.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you the three men on this show blew me away. Put a ring on it, you all. This season, and I even get emotional talking about it, being a woman, seeing these men really fight for love like they did.
And I think that's the point.
From a respectful place and really fighting for not the love from the woman, but just wanting to get it right.
And I think, yes, there is a significant percentage of men who do want to be married, who want to be passionately in love with their person. When they found their person, they will move mountains. There is nothing that will tear them away. But I'm saying, in, you know, when the guys are sitting around, you know, drinking scotch and or bourbon and smoking cigars or doing whatever, that's not a conversation they're having.
Because, but then you need to move your circle, because these
I think that men should. But, you know, most of you guys, they're not having these conversations unless somebody brings it up and asks you. And then, of course, you got, you know, toxic Tom and burnt out Bert and ever hopeful Oliver and romantic Ronald, you know.
Those are great characters for a movie. I just want to tell you that. Just even from there, I was thinking Harold's going to write a movie. Because those would be great.
Me, right?
Yeah, those would be great characters. But I can tell you, in this show, even what the men said to me, I don't know if I should, what they said to me, having that connection with the other men on the show and having situations where they could be vulnerable and actually express, that's why I say that means you were the man with the wrong team. Because these men, now they didn't come in like that. They fought it. Oh, they pushed me.
They dropped their guard.
Once
they
got, that's why
really
I said, who are you when you go to bed? What do you really want? And when I tell you these men fought for love, they weren't, I'm a person, I'm not preparing you for this woman in front of you. I'm preparing you to create, cultivate, and keep a healthy romantic relationship, regardless if it's this woman or another.
Having a soft place to land.
Yes. And they fell in my arms and trusted me. And this is a season for Put a Ring on It on March 17th that starting that you will be blown away by the hearts of these men.
Well, I'm just blown away that my girl got the gig.
Yes!
I am so
thank you, Harold.
Like I said, it's, you know, I have missed you. I have missed your voice. I watch you on social media. And, you know, you come a long way, baby.
I know, right? God is good. Dreams like I posted today, it was all a dream.
How about that?
Biggie.
Stay focused, Stacey.
Yeah, I will.
Stacey J. Johnson, host of Put a Ring on It. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
love
Harold.
You, sis.
Love you, too.
That is the Daily Drum for this Thursday, March 9th. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.